Industrial hemp is a burgeoning new business in New York with a wide variety of uses, from food to beauty products and even building material. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, farmers in central New York are having difficulty obtaining normal banking services even after the 2018 federal farm bill legalized hemp across the country.
Alan Gandelman is the owner of Main Street Farms and New York Hemp Oil in Cortland. The company was rejected by several banks, credit card processing, and a payroll company before eventually landing with a credit union to do business.
Yeah, it was really difficult because when you're trying to run a business and you can't have a bank account, it doesn't really work. You know, we can't run payroll, there's nowhere to make deposits, people are writing us checks, so it was a really scary moment there.
On top of that, Dan Dolgen, co-founder of Eaton Hemp in Madison County, which makes organic hemp seed snacks, says Facebook and Instagram won't allow the marketing of hemp products.
And it's frustrating because we have all the lab results, we have, you know, everything we need to show. We're totally legit, there's no THC, this is a product that's legal throughout the United States.
Banks and other companies may be refusing to provide services to the hemp industry because of confusion over the legal status. While visiting Main Street Farms on Monday, Senator Charles Schumer says he'll push federal regulators to issue new guidance to banks to confirm the legality of hemp and related products. The hope is once banks are comfortable, social media and the rest will follow. In Cortland, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.